Welcome to break number 28. We have just started on the little trail of the chip, the mark of the beast, that will be in their foreheads, which would make it into their brain. And we're looking at how music is going to have something to do with this. We also mentioned that Nebuchadnezzar, the type of Antichrist that Daniel shows us, that this worship of this Antichrist, of this beast, etc., that it will be done by all kinds of music. When people hear that, that will be their worship time, which is exactly what Dan talks about. Okay. And we also saw in Amos that the world's music is acceptable by Christians today, and it's not supposed to be. And we learned from Moses that just because something seems to work to get people excited about church doesn't make it right. And then we saw the truth from Paul, where it says God wants to hear the melody. And we know from a musical standpoint that the element of music in today's music is rhythm. Melody, harmony, and rhythm are the three elements of music. And rhythm, the beat, is the one element that is overpowering the other two elements in churches, in schools, in the kids' lives, in their music, etc., etc. And rhythm deals with and perks the flesh. And we will talk about the flesh later on in our breaks, what God thinks of anything that's done, you know, with our flesh, instead of pleases the flesh. It doesn't please him. It's that simple. But let's look at this chip thing. Here's what I'm reading. I can send you the link write to me and ask me for the link. I'll give you the whole article. Not a big deal. But here are some of the highlights. And it's fascinating to me because we can see, especially in the young people today, they're ready. They would be happy with this. You know, today we have CDs. In our days, we had records. Now they have CDs and iPods and it's in the computers. And these kids wear headsets everywhere they go. They cannot do without music. Music is everywhere anyway. But these kids, the young people, and I'm sorry to say, older folks, you know, the old guys that nowadays have the ponytails and the jewelry and stuff, you know, and they accept all these perverted lifestyles. It shows what media can do to people without them even knowing it. And this thing about music, we see music everywhere. I'm sorry, I should say we hear music everywhere. You can hardly go anywhere. It used to be called elevator music because you would hear it in elevators. And I remember when music first started being pumped into the stores in a, I think it was called Freddy's or whatever, in New York. And we hated it. It was very distracting to us. So what is Elvis doing in this store singing? And now it's everywhere. And so, in fact, they've studied the music so much that the music they play in our stores and restaurants, they've got purposes behind it. It's either to get you to eat quickly and get out of the restaurant or to eat slowly and enjoy your meal, and they charge you more for it. It's got subliminal messages in the music. Just regular department stores or whatever. Do they even call them department stores anymore? Shopping stores, whatever, clothing stores. They play music in there that gets you to want to buy. They've studied this stuff. It cuts down on their shoplifting. I mean, they have studied music. It is everywhere. We are being manipulated by music no matter where we go. So we see that. We see the existence of music almost everywhere. Well, during this tribulation, when they have this chip, it's called this article here is called the smart chip, which we know is the mark of the beast, etc. It will control your music, and you will have music all the time in your life. Here we go. So we're done with CDs and iPod. Now they're going to put this chip into people, and it says here, music will be an omnipresent utility. Omnipresent meaning it's there all the time. And it will be started, invoked is a classy word he uses, via spoken word commands. In a response to a simple play, an algorithmic DJ opens a blended of songs. Now, first of all, algorithm. I thought, jokingly, that algorithm is just what Al Gore would come up with when he would play a drum. So Stephen, out there, the math man, if you understand that joke, you might smile at that. Al Gore and his rhythm is an algorithm. But the definition, a finite set of unambiguous instructions that, given some set of initial conditions, can be performed in a prescribed sequence to achieve a certain goal that has a recognizable set of end conditions. Yeah? Really? Still not totally sure what that means, but this will work in people's brains. And it says here, this algorithmic, this pre-programmed DJ, instead of the chip, they call it the DJ now. For the rest of this program, I will call the DJ, I'm referring to the chip that's in these people's brains, opens a blended set of songs incorporating information about your location, which they can already do, your recent activities and your historical preferences to music, complemented by biofeedback from an implemented smart chip. It will adjust the beats of the music to your profile, to the weather outside, to the mood, whether you're hungry or not. Okay? Do you see that? I mean, kids have headphones. They listen to music all the time. Everywhere we go, it sets our moods. It responds to what we want if we can control it. It will be controlled by this DJ based on all the information it can pick up from us as we go through the day. That's the chip. It'll be in their brain. And it will certainly be able to kick people in to worship the beast because the music will be programmed into them to worship. Amazing, huh? Well, it's amazing, and yet it's funny because people that don't like the sound of this stuff, they already fall for this stuff. Like I said, headphones all the time, music everywhere we go. Here we go. Even the concept of a song today is boring. Now, instead of what we have in our music measures and, you know, notes and things, it says there are hooks, choruses, catchphrases, and beats. Ah, they had to throw in beats because that's what music is all about today, is the beat. And then it says this, your life is scored like a movie. Haven't we all thought about, maybe it's just me and some folks, I guess, but we watch movies and there's music that goes on. There's either suspenseful music or there's silly music or there's quiet music, sad music, and it puts forth the scene of what you're watching. So if you can take a scary moment of somebody sneaking around a corner with a cat going to jump on you and you put in the Looney Tunes music, it suddenly becomes funny. You expect this cat to scare this guy, ha-ha, that's funny. But if you put in some mysterious music or sounds or whatever. So we think as we go through the day, well, wouldn't it be nice if we just had some music to go along with our day? If we knew that we were unhappy, then there would be unhappy music. If we were nervous or there was something going on, we could tell from the music this what's going on in our life. Well, this is what will be taking place. It says, your life is scored like a movie with swelling crescendos. That's the getting louder stuff. For the good parts, atonal plunks, which is just notes. For your bad part, fuzz pedal guitar for certain things that take place in your day. This DJ's ability, the chip, this DJ's ability to read your emotional state will program music as your day goes on. So people will have your life scored, musically scored, like it's a movie. They will have music to support how their day is going. Does that sound silly? People do it all the time today. Back to headphones, iPods, earpods, whatever. They play the kind of music they want to hear based on what's going on in their day. Unfortunately, the kids today, the people today, put the kind of music on they want to hear, and that programs how their day will go. Gets better. Just listen to this. To be a musician will be an arranger. To be a songwriter, you'll have to know computer code. Says here, Atlanta, the birthplace of trap music or jazz, whatever, will be a programmer culture, it says here. Nashville is a leading technology incubator during the days coming up. So Atlanta will change, you know, the South, the jazz, that kind of a thing. And then Nashville, which we know Nashville's doing today, they will be incubating. They will be, that will be where the technology stuff is taking place here. Amazing stuff. Here's now one more thing here. Acoustical engineering, what they call it now, has already made progress. Acoustical engineering now permits the digital resurrection of voices from the past. For example, Frank Sinatra. They can take Frank Sinatra's voices from all of his records, et cetera, and they can digitally create new music. So Frank Sinatra could easily come up with a new hit during the tribulation. And he will have been dead for a long time. Amazing stuff. Well, I'll show you the final amazing point in the next break number 29. But this is about music, and this is about the chip that's going on in people's brains. It will have everything to do with making these people worship the beast, and that chip will control their music 24/7. And I'll give you the final thing in the next break.